They say winter wheat has 9 lives. Well, we're about to find out if that's true for the 2014 High Plains crop. Sub-zero temperatures could have damaged the crop, especially in fields with little or no snow cover that would insulate the crop. Farmers toss around the term winter kill, which covers a wide variety of things, but we most often consider winter kill to mean the roots of the plant have been exposed due to heaving of the soil. This is usually caused when the soil goes through several freezing and thawing cycles, forcing the soil to open up and expose the roots to the elements. The plants can also lose foliage due to the extreme conditions, but this seldom kills the entire plant. Now, winter kill is more of a problem in dry areas, so that would include much of southwestern Oklahoma today. OSU Extension agronomists say soil moisture is adequate in the areas hardest hit by sub-zero weather, and that's good. We won't really know if there's much damage until harvest. Meanwhile, the crop lies dormant, waiting for spring to arrive, just like the rest of us. I'm Sam Knipp with today's Focus on Agriculture for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.